Okay, we're going to veer a little bit this morning from Thessalonians.
I love veering.
You love veering? Okay. We're going to veer a little bit. You know, most of the time, we do a verse by verse, a word by word, a chapter by chapter study of God's Word. And after 51 years, I finally learned to listen to Pat, and she said, no, you have to do a Christmas message. So I listened, which is, you know, a gift that I think God is still increasing. So anyhow, we're not going to be in Thessalonians today. Tuesday is the day of our Lord's birth, or really it's not the day of our Lord's birth. It's a day we celebrate the birth of our Lord, nonetheless. And, you know, a little history on Christmas that most of us probably know. But it is important to have these truths in our lives. And, you know, Christmas, the history of it, it's probably not December 25th when we read the accounts of the Christmas story. Shepherds were abiding in the fields. Well, they didn't sit out there in snowstorms and whatnot intentionally. So it was probably not December that Christ was born. Our histories, our tradition tells us that it was probably more like September or October. And probably not in zero. It was probably anywhere from 2 to 8 in our calendar years. Christmas originally was a pagan holiday. It was winter solstice. It was when they lit bonfires and tried to get the sun gods to come back out, and something none of us moved to Colorado for. We weren't interested in that, were we? We just loved that white stuff. But it was a pagan holiday that all of a sudden Rome made an attempt to Christianize it, try to blend it. We'll get Christianity in here. And that's where we started with, you know, being the birth of Christ. And unfortunately, as most things that do happen with organized religion, we're religious to a degree, but we're very unorganized here. It messed it up. It really messed it up. What it did by trying to combine Christianity and this pagan holiday, it got them a blend that didn't exist at all. So we have this plethora, your word, this cornucopia of different beliefs and things, trying to jam it in and make it fit into our lifestyles as Christians. And I think it was an attempt that was a mistake. Saturnalia is a time that was celebrated by pagans, which they gave gifts to one another. It was just very generous at that time, and wreaths at that time decorated. They used evergreen boughs. They decorated their homes with wreaths and boughs. Martin Luther was probably, they say, the first Christian who decorated a tree with candles at that time. So we see that evolution of Christmas. And Saint Nicholas was, you know, he was a generous guy from Asia Minor, went around, the kids filled their little wooden shoes and different things that they had. They filled them with hay, and he'd come around and put gifts in there. We give gifts, we exchange, we celebrate this time because of the birth of our Lord who gave. We celebrate this time because of a God who loves us so much that he gave a gift that can't be equaled, no matter what. And that, you know, one of the reasons why we give gifts in thanks to one another. So we know, you and I, and most churches that follow Christ, we know that this celebration that's coming up is because of the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Christ's birthday. Roman Catholic Church, Mass of Christ, that's where we get Christmas, you know, it's the Mass of Christ, of his birth. But as it was when we read these accounts of the Christmas story, of the birth of Jesus, then, and I still believe now, that the world and some of the people in the world have either missed Christmas or they're trying to hush it intentionally. So that's something that we need to look at today, that it doesn't happen to us. Not only Tuesday or Monday evening or at the celebration or when we put up all the, you know, the Christmas decorations. We need to make sure that we don't miss Christmas, because the birth of our Lord and Savior is much more than one day or a day and a half, the Christmas Eve, or a celebration in music of that. We need to make sure we don't miss it, because there is a multitude that is either trying to quiet Christmas, the birth of Christ, or they're missing it because of some other reasons. And I started thinking about that. How could you miss the Christ of Christmas? How could you try to silence it? So let's turn to John chapter 1, if you would. Strange place to go for the Christmas story, huh?
No.
What? That white extension cord is in the, not the, it's either the very bottom of that file cabinet or it's in the one above it. That's okay. Hi, Ma. I noticed you were gone. Okay. So again, our thought is, how can you miss Christmas? How can anybody miss Christmas? Why would anybody want to try to silence it? Some of the reasons intentional, some of them are unintentional, and to a degree, it's going to be our responsibility, if we would, maybe to say some things, not only at this time, but to say some things all year long about it. I went into, I know I'll get there, what really keyed this message off for me was I went into Walgreens to get some super glue. We were watching the great-grandchildren Wednesday, and I had just bought them this train, well, Pat bought it, and anyhow, our great-granddaughter sat on it and broke the wheels right off of it. So, I mean, within 5 minutes, and I looked at Pat and I said, told you so, you know. I went in there and they had, it looked like Hallmark in Walgreens in Longmont, and I thought, wow, isn't this great? You know, they're celebrating Christmas. And as I walked in, there was a gentleman, older gentleman, and you know, we say older, but he was probably 2 years older than us. He was at the counter, and I just heard, you know, he said, thank you for celebrating Christmas. He said, but you've left out the Christ of Christmas. And the poor lady just sat there and looked at him. And, she didn't know what to say. And I thought, first I want to say, you know, that's rude, kind of. But then I thought, man, that's bold. And he was just trying to show you've left out the Christ of Christmas amongst all this other stuff. And I thought, wow, Lord, this is one way that people miss Christmas, isn't it? We get so enamored by all the lights and the eye candy that's all around us. So I went to John the other night, and I started reading this. So let's read from 1 to 5. And my clock went out of business, so I haven't got a clue. Anybody wants to yell saying enough, just tap out. And John 1, verse 1 through 5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Kaitheos en hologos in the Greek. What that means is the Word, the Logos, Jesus. He was not only with God, but the Word was God. Was God. We sang it this morning, Emmanuel, God with us. We don't just have Jesus in our lives to help us through this journey that we're on. We've got the Father God in us, living through His Holy Spirit with Jesus Christ. I mean, this is what we're looking at this time when God sent Jesus. He just didn't take some. This is God that we're looking at, that came into our lives, not only as a gift to make everything okay, but for us to spend eternity with a God who loves us, a God who's with us, and a God who will come and take us back with Him. The same, verse 2, the same. Who are we talking? We're talking about God, the Word, Jesus, Emmanuel. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. I thought, wow, what happened? They missed the birth of Christ, telling us all about him in this alternate, if we would, Christmas story, other than going on this journey in 3 days from Mary to you know, we'll get into that. There was a taxing that was called. People from everywhere came to this place where the child was to be born. But the light shone in the darkness, and it's still dark today out there. No matter how good we might think it looks, it's still dark, and it's going to get darker. And the people, let's just put that in there, they didn't comprehend it. So that made me start thinking, they didn't comprehend it. What is that word we're going to look at, comprehend? But in verse 3, I want you to stick something there. We're going to look at something in Colossians, if you would. Turn to Colossians chapter 1. This gift that we're given, this time that we're celebrating, how could they not comprehend it? We need to really get a handle on this wonderful gift that was given to us at this time of year in the form of a baby, the child Jesus. And I don't want to miss it for the world. When I say that, I don't want to miss it for the world. What's out there? Every good and perfect gift comes from above. God sent us a beautiful gift that somehow, in that darkness that kind of surrounds us, we might not be comprehending how important this day and every day from this day that we're going to celebrate on matters. And that's why, you know, I've preached that before. We need to journey every time we get a chance from the cradle to the cross. They're not two separate instances. He came to die. He came to give us that salvation that none of us could acquire for ourselves. We not only have to look in this little manger baby picture that we have, but we've got to go to the cross, to the resurrection, and into eternity. And I feel that's the importance of Christmas. So, verse 3, we were looking at that. How could they not comprehend it? So Colossians chapter 1, what did I say? Verse 16, let's start at 16. Missing Jesus, okay, is what that thought pattern is. It says, for by him were all things created. Jesus, everything, you, me, everything that's outside these walls, this place. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. So even this day, in a sense, this day that we're going to celebrate called Christmas, it's for him. It's not for Doug. It's not for my wishes. It's not for revenue to pour into the stores. It's not for the ski areas and the tourist attractions to make up their loss for the year. It's for Jesus Christ that we're celebrating this. And if we're not going to shout it from the rooftops, who is? For he is before all things, and by him all things consist. Everything is held together. You might feel like you're falling apart today. There's times in my week I feel like I'm just unraveling beyond anything. But please, that word consist means you are being held together by the most powerful hands in our universe, God, his Son Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. It's the same word that's used for the atom that... Why doesn't it just blow up? Well, you know, one day God's going to go like that, and boom. You and I are held together by him today, whether it looks like it or not. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things, and underline that if you feel free, that in all things, I think some of your word it says among, but in all things he might have the preeminence. So I don't know what's going to happen in your house or mine yet. It's still coming. I mean, we can have the greatest time going. You can have family fights. It's usually what happens when family gets together for these great celebrations. Somebody says something, somebody gets offended, off you go. The Word of God says on that day, on this Christmas day that we're going to be celebrating why we were created, that He is to have the preeminence. Don't miss Christmas by leaving Him out. For it pleased the Father that in Him should all the fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of His cross, remember the cradle to the cross, it's a journey, we can't leave that out, by Him to reconcile all things unto Himself, by Him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. And that's why this day is so important, that you might be reconciled with God the Father, that you might be reconciled with this beautiful gift of Jesus Christ that He's given to us by receiving, comprehending, remember that word, His Holy Spirit that He sent to bring us through this time. He's trying to reconcile all these things unto Himself, whether they're in earth or things in heaven, and you, that's every one of us. And you who were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now He has reconciled in the body of His flesh through death to present you. What a present. Present. He's going to present you and I holy, unblameable, and unreprovable in His sight. I thought, what a gift. Can we see what this little baby boy has brought to us today, or are we missing it like some of these others? So we go back to John again. You know how I am, so if you're visiting today, we're going to go back and forth. John 4 and 5, so we don't want to miss this. How did the world miss it? How did people miss this? And I think the answers, again, lie in God's Word. It says, and the light shone in the darkness. Darkness comprehended it not. He was this life and light of men. So as we look at those, turn to John 3. Verse 16, what a gift. Jesus Christ, don't miss this gift. Well, I'm saved. I go to church. I love Jesus. There's sometimes I just completely, forget about some of the things, and the world gets in and it quiets that little cry from the manger. But what God is trying to tell, at least me, is even in verse 15, and whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have eternal life. Do you believe in Jesus Christ? Do you believe in this gift that was given to the world? It was the light of the world, it says. Do you believe it? It doesn't matter what the person next to you believes. Do you believe it? Have you received this gift? Have you comprehended what God was doing in this? For why did He do that? For He so loved the world, it says in 16. And we all know this by heart. If we know any scripture, it's this one. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent His Son not into the world to condemn the world, but the world through Him might be saved. Why is the world so angry at Jesus Christ? God sent this perfect sacrifice to have us spend eternity with Him, to secure our whole future. He that believeth on Him, 18, is not condemned. But he that believes not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Remember in John? Didn't comprehend it. What does that word comprehend mean? It means to understand, yes. But it means to possess. It means to receive. To access. It's like taking this into my... I can comprehend that is food in front of me. But if I refuse to eat it, I can starve to death. If I refuse to look at it and say, no, that's not, no, there's severe consequences. Not believing in this gift, Jesus Christ, not only do we miss Christmas, but we miss everything that God ever had for us. And this is the condemnation. that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. But he that doeth the truth comes to the light, that his deeds might be made manifest that they were wrought in God. Wow. How did they miss it? How did they miss it? How do I miss it? I pray that we don't miss it today. That comprehension is one of the biggest messages in here. You can assent to. You can say, oh yeah, I believe in him. Have you received him? Have you received the gift as if it was handed to you and to me and said, yes, thank you. Jesus, you are the Lord of my life. And then it's not just this day that's coming up. It's every single day of our life that God is with us. How did the world miss that? Reasons. Turn to Luke. Now we'll get to the Christmas story. How am I doing on time? I don't know. What do you think? I got two right here. Two, just number two. Luke chapter 2, verse 7. I'm not going to read all the story. You read these and comprehend what God is saying in here. But here's how some people missed Jesus Christ. And they're still missing him the same way today. Forget about just Christmas every day, but on Christmas. This is how the world around Jesus at that time missed him. So in verse 7, it says, and she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Somebody can get it. So the first person to miss Christmas, or the first person to miss Jesus Christ. And this is one of those stories, just like, you know, the apple. It doesn't say that there's an apple, does it, in the Bible? But we just believe that with tradition and stories. There was no room for them in the inn. The Holiday Inn? The Best Western? You know, they didn't have that at this time. That picture that we have in inns at this time, yes, there were little lodgings, but everything was, there were, you know, animals downstairs, because the heat brought it up. They had little mangers, little crevices that were added to this, and the family slept on the top because, as we know, heat rises and whatnot. But all in all, let's keep that in there. How'd they miss it? Well, the innkeeper was the first person to miss Jesus Christ. He was so busy with the hubbub that was going on. There were hundreds of people in town. Everybody was swarming around. Every place was full. Guest rooms is literally what that word is. Guest rooms. People would open their homes to individuals that were traveling, especially, but there was nothing there. And the innkeeper, we always say, nah, you can go out and sleep in the manger. Isn't that the way you heard the story? I don't have any room here. Granted, it was somebody similar to that, but he missed Jesus Christ. And I started thinking, how did he miss Jesus Christ? Again, preoccupied with his business, wasn't he? If we look at that traditional story we have. But isn't that the same today? Preoccupied with my own business, the hurry, the scurry, what I have to do. I've got to make money. I'm going to lose this place. I'm going to lose this house. I'm going to do this. How can I celebrate Christmas? We're so preoccupied with ourselves that we can miss Christmas just like this innkeeper did. The world took precedence at this time for him. And read Isaiah 7, read Isaiah 9. They knew these words. For unto us a child is born, for unto us a child is given, and the government will be on his, they knew this was coming. But, and do we know that Christ is coming? Yeah, Tuesday, under the tree, I hope he gives me everything I wanted. Don't miss him. Or don't let anybody who you know out there in this world who's so preoccupied with themselves, their business, all this stuff, don't let us miss him. Don't let the world silence that which is around us as it did for this poor innkeeper. Turn to Matthew chapter 2. How else could they miss Christmas? Matthew chapter 2. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born king of Jews? For we have seen a star in the east, and we're come to worship him. And when Herod the king heard these things, he was troubled. Underline that word troubled, if you would. Because it's not just that he was troubled. That word means he was agitated. He was hacked off. He was stirred up over this little baby. And not only him, but it says Jerusalem with him. All of Jerusalem was agitated, troubled, stirred up by this baby. Does that look like a picture that you're seeing today when you walk out there into the commercial world? That they're troubled about this Jesus Christ. We can't just have this be Christmas. We have to add all these other things in there to be, you know, correct. Happy Kwanzaa Hanukkah Christmaka. Can't just have Jesus Christ, can we? The world is troubled by that. And you know, I don't want to knock that, but the Word of God and God Himself says there is no other name under heaven by which a man or a woman can be saved. Jesus Christ. Comprehend it or don't comprehend it. That's not up to any of us. That's for the individual. So all Jerusalem and Herod were agitated, stirred up over this baby, just like the rulers in the cities in our day today don't put a nativity scene up. Why? It's offensive. Don't do this. Don't say Merry Christmas. Say Happy Holiday. It's exactly the same. Missing Christmas or trying to quiet it. Why did Herod miss Christmas? I started looking at that. Because he was fearful of his own plans being ruined. He was the king. He was getting all this accolades. He was getting all this money, all this fame. His, you know, world was being rocked by somebody else. And I wonder, is that how we miss Jesus Christ today? And those around us, those in our family, those who are friends, my plans, my priorities, my values, maybe my morals are offended or upset or rocked by this baby Jesus because now he's showing us what really matters. Do we comprehend it? Or are we just hiding in that darkness still? Last but not least, back to Luke. Read the rest of that Matthew. You know what? I think there's a good one in there though, that I missed. Wasn't there? Now, 7 and 8. Read that whole story though. Luke chapter 2, again. Religion. And when I say, you know, religion missed Christ. And we still have that around us today. Now, I am not, please do not, if you're, you know, Catholic, Methodist, Presbyterian, Protestant, you know, all the isms that are in there, that's organized religion. Religion missed Christ. Religion tried to quiet Christ at this time, as it does today. I'm not talking about individuals. There are, believe it or not, see some of these empty chairs? They're saved people that are going to St. Rita's maybe now, or the Presby, or the, you know, they're going, we're not it. Calvary Chapel is not it, or non-denominational Christianity is not it. There are saved, Christ-believing individuals in every church. Pat's mom, hardcore, 80-some-odd years of staunch Roman Catholicism, mass every day, prayer, you know, she was in that, but she was saved as much as I know you are saved. She comprehended Jesus Christ. She loved Jesus Christ. Her Christos anaste, right? When I say religion, I just didn't want to offend by that. So in Luke 2, listen to this story here real quickly. So Mary brought forth this child, laid him in a manger because there was no room. And they were in the same country. Shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and glory shone around about them, and they were sore afraid. There's still a lot of people afraid of Jesus Christ today, this little baby. And the angel said unto them, fear not. Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign to you. You will find this babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, good will toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them in heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. I'm praying God makes this known to every one of us today. These were shepherds, the lowest of the lows. These were the homeless people that we see flying signs, and we make believe we don't see them when we pull up to the red light. They're the people that, you know, beg you for this or beg. They were crooks and criminals and the lowest of low. Why did God send them this information? And they didn't miss it. They took a look. And if you're not in a relationship with Jesus Christ, I'm begging you, please stop. Take a look. Take a look like these shepherds, because religion missed what was going on at this very time. And they came with haste. And that's the other thing. None of us know when our next day is, do we? I pray we make every one of us this Christmas. But there is a human possibility of that not happening. They went with haste. When I have this baby, when I finish college, when I get this job, when I finish the room on the house. So that's how we miss Christ, don't we? We miss him by these priorities, preoccupations. Don't miss him like these shepherds. Go with haste. They found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning his child. Witnessing. That's what you and I are to do. Here was these non-religious, if you would. They were probably non-denomination of their time because they weren't accepted in churches or didn't go there. They went out and witnessed to this gift, Jesus Christ. And all that they had heard and wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds, but Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart, and the shepherds returned. And this is all God asks us to do, glorifying, praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, and it was told unto them. So the shepherds got it, the religious rulers, very short mileage away from where they were, this Christ child was born, and they missed it. They missed Christmas, if you would. They missed the birth of Christ, just a few short miles away. You read more in that story. I think it's 25, 36 in those. Simeon was in the religious section, but he didn't miss it. I mean, the guy, he was, now I can go. Now I can go that I've seen this gift. Can you say that today? Can you say, I can go because I know where I'm going? I can go because I've seen this Christ child. I know that this Christ child is God's gift to me. Me. Is that too much? Some of us think we're God's gift to the world. Well, Jesus was God's gift to you. To you. To you. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. So take the journey from the cradle to the cross. Take verse 10 and put a big circle around it. The angel said unto them, fear not. What are you in fear of today? If God be for us, who can be against us? God so loved you that he gave his son. Gave his son. Would you give your son? I've said, how many times have I asked that? Have you ever really asked that? Would you give your son? I haven't picked, not Tom, for me and Tom Olive? Really? I think the answer would be no. God loves us. And he's saying, fear not. What is there in this life right now that might be causing you to miss everything we just read today? You're not trying to silence it. Maybe we try to silence some of the voices we hear when God is saying this, that. I want you to understand. I want you to comprehend. And it's like, not now, not right now, not in this situation. The angel is still yelling out to you and I, fear not. I'm bringing you good tidings of great joy. And it's to everybody. He's not leaving one person out. As we read this story, Please don't let a busy preoccupation, don't let pride and priorities, don't let religion, if you would, when I say that, I mean the rules and the regulations of religion and just some of the tradition. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus Christ, every day for us. Don't miss the greatest gift that was ever given. So, Father God, thank you. So simple, yet so complicated. I pray for the hearts that are in this building and every other church today here in the Christmas story. Help us not to miss, Father, first, the greatest gift that could ever be given to us. And then, Father, help us to every day, to just tell people about what we've seen, what we've heard, and do it with haste, Lord. We ask that in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Okay, we're going to stand and worship. And if there's anybody who does not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I'd ask you, this is the time. You don't have to come up here. There's nothing magical in the front. Right where you are, ask God to explain. Help me to comprehend. Help me to apprehend this gift that we're celebrating, Lord, and what it means in my life. And watch what he does with our lives. But if you do need prayer, please come up to me, Ted, one of the pastor's wives, anyone, and just don't leave this building if you haven't received that gift. In Jesus' name, amen.